This episode of the Golf Unfiltered podcast is brought to you by WorldwideGolfShops.com. Be sure to go out to WorldwideGolfShops.com for all of your equipment, apparel, and accessory needs. They've even got training aids. They've got all the great stuff from all the brands that you hear on our podcast every week. So once again, that is WorldwideGolfShops.com.
You're listening to the Golf Unfiltered podcast, your source for in-depth interviews with the biggest names, brands, and personalities in golf. Our mission? To keep you informed and help you enjoy the game even more. And now, the owner and host of the Golf Unfiltered podcast, Adam Fonseca.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Golf Unfiltered podcast. I am your host, as always, Adam from GolfUnfiltered.com. Hello to our friends over at the Hackers Paradise. This podcast could not be possible without them, as well as our friends over at Cleveland and Srixon Golf. You guys know I'm playing their equipment throughout the 2020 season. You could find us all over social media at Golf Unfiltered, and you can send us an email, and many of you do, to golfunfiltered@gmail.com. Folks, today we welcome a first-time guest to the show, Mr. John Mason from SwingJuice.com. He is the owner, he is the president, he is the creator of all of their great designs on their t-shirts, their accessories, their hats, sweatshirts. They got a lot of great stuff going on. And so John and I talk a lot about the origins of Swing Juice. We talk about what got him interested in golf apparel, or at least in this instance, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and the like. And we discuss a little bit about the challenges he's faced since starting the company, as well as what he is experiencing now that is a few years old. So if you are interested in startups, if you're interested in entrepreneurship, and if you just like good, fun golf apparel, you're going to love this conversation with John Mason from Swing Juice.
I know you love the game, even though it drives every single one of us crazy. Hi, this is Bill Hobson, and I host the Four Golfers Network podcast, where we celebrate golf in every way imaginable. You'll hear interviews with the biggest names in the sport, travel features, special contests, and we even take your calls. So after you listen to Adam and Golf Unfiltered, give us a try. Subscribe to the Four Golfers Network podcast, that's F-O-R-E, on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, and everywhere else podcasts are found.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back. And as I mentioned at the top of the show, we are joined tonight by Mr. John Mason of SwingJuice.com. John, thanks so much for hopping on the call today to talk to us and our listeners.
No problem at all, Adam. Thank you so much for having me. You know, it's funny, you and I have been connected through social media for a number of years now, so it's great to finally, you know, to speak. So, yeah, excited to chat with you tonight.
Likewise, sir. I know that you've got some great stuff going on over at Swing Juice. I've been a fan of your brand and your t-shirts and your apparel for a while. But, you know, before we get into all the new things that are going on with Swing Juice, I got to ask about the name itself. Swing Juice is not a name that automatically implies apparel. What's the story behind the name?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. You know, when I first came up with the name of Swing Juice, the idea behind it was actually a very different product. In fact, it was actually a beverage product. And, you know, I'm going to go back in the time machine back to 2004, and which is a long time ago. Yeah. But, you know, like yourself, you know, I'm a golf nut, avid golfer, and you know, during the time when I was, you know, really playing quite a bit, you know, this is around the time when, you know, Red Bull and vitamin water and those types of products started, you know, popping up all over the place. Mm-hmm. So I was just intrigued, as you know, somebody who studies marketing, and I'm sort of into that thing, or I'm into that sort of thing. So, you know, immediately I was just thinking about, you know, those products and kind of what they are and how they sort of came out of nowhere seemingly. And honestly, it just popped in my head, you know, let me try to create a golf beverage and just call it Swing Juice, something that will kind of aid your swing, you know, as you're playing a round of golf. So, you know, immediately I started searching, just to see if A, somebody had created that product, and B, if it's out there. And I found none of the above were true. So I literally just trademarked the term Swing Juice. So I trademarked the term Swing Juice, you know, during that weekend, and sort of, you know, again, try to do as much research as I could, you know, in a short period of time as to what, you know, the beverage industry was. And then finally I was like, all right, well, what do I do with this thing? So, you know, over the course of about a year, I just really dove into, you know, the beverage industry and actually how do you formulate a beverage. I mean, I have no chemistry background or beverage formulation background or science background. My background, you know, through college was marketing. So, you know, over the course of a year, I came up with a formula. I figured out how to do it. So I, you know, created an actual beverage called it Swing Juice, and, you know, was able to get, you know, a number of cases produced. And, you know, over the course of, you know, the next 5 to 7 years, I just sort of put a bunch of cases in my trunk and schlepped around all over New England, you know, to the point in 2010, we had about 300 locations that carry the product. So that was a mix of, you know, golf courses, and we had a number of local supermarket chains, but we also had Whole Foods in our distribution network as well.
Wow. I mean, well, yeah, that's pretty impressive in itself, is to get, you know, into a mainstream grocer like that.
Yeah, it was great. It, you know, to me, it was sort of a testament to what the product was, and, you know, which was an all-natural beverage. And, you know, and at the time, it, you know, now when I look back, you know, the reason I sort of went away from the beverage industry, it's ultra competitive. And, you know, unless you have an extremely strong distribution network and, you know, large backing, it's a truly uphill battle. So, you know, between the years of like 2010, 11, and 12, you know, I could start to see the writing on the wall as to where the future of, you know, the Swing Juice brand in the beverage space was going. But, you know, all the while, you know, interestingly enough, that this is when sort of social media started to pop up, and, you know, people were connecting more via social media versus, you know, face-to-face meetings. So in my mind, I was thinking, all right, well, we have a pretty good amount of people that were following us on, you know, at the time, Facebook, and starting Instagram, and starting Twitter as well. So I just sort of in my head said, all right, well, the beverage industry for us really isn't a place to be. We have a community of golfers that are following us through these new social networks. Mm-hmm. Why don't we start to pivot towards making this an e-brand? So I thought, all right, well, what's the best way to do that? And just immediately, sort of how when I first crafted the idea for the beverage, I thought, well, why don't we create some cool golf t-shirts? And when I say we, it was me, because I was having, you know, virtually this conversation by myself, you know, at the time. And so I just said, all right, well, let's redo the website. I have, you know, this designer I've worked with for years, and, you know, let me come up with some fun, cool graphic t-shirts that, you know, A, would be interesting to a golfer. B, you know, let's get a quality of shirt that somebody would want to wear on a frequent basis, you know, high quality shirt, and let's just put it out there and see what happens. So in, you know, February of 2014, ironically 10 years after I first came up with the idea of Swing Juice, sort of just made a pivot in the middle of the night, bye bye beverage and hello, you know, hello apparel industry. And the response was immediate. Like right away, you know, we started selling t-shirts, and then, you know, just slowly has grown from there. And, you know, now it's, you know, I'm just so happy that, you know, our message has been received to the golfing public, and, you know, we've grown ever since. And, you know, it's just been, you know, it's really been, you know, a fantastic journey up to this point, and we have a lot of great things happening going forward.
You know, that's such an interesting journey itself, because, you know, starting with one industry per se in the beverage industry, taking that pivot overnight, like you said, into apparel. And you had mentioned that the beverage industry was extremely competitive. I'd have to imagine that the golf apparel or any apparel industry is just as competitive, no?
You know what it is? And what's funny is when I was first thinking about doing t-shirts, like, again, it's similar to when I was thinking about the beverage part. I really just did a deep dive into what the golf apparel industry looked like at that time. So, you know, 2012, 2013, I started thinking about it, and really towards the middle of 2013 into 2014, I was doing a lot of searching, and I set my mind on t-shirts. I thought that was the lowest barrier to entry, because everybody loves t-shirts. That was at least my opinion. Mm-hmm. And what I found, I didn't really find a lot of great golf graphic t-shirts that I liked, at least the ones that I were I was thinking of in my head of what I thought would be, you know, fun for a golf consumer. So, you know, I thought at the time, I'm like, well, there's really not a lot of what I'm thinking this could be. So let's, you know, let me put it out there and see if people, it's, you know, it's well received. If it's not well received, then obviously there's no point in continuing forward. But, you know, right away, you know, the images that, you know, I was putting on these T-shirts was resonating with you know, the golfing public. And, you know, some things that you didn't think would work, like golf and hip hop. You know, I love golf. I love hip hop. And I thought, all right, well, if I put the two things together, there's got to be people out there like myself that either love to play golf with a little music in the background or just, you know, have no problem walking around and kind of showing two different loves on their sleeve, so to speak.
Sure. So would it be safe to say that you get most of your inspiration or your ideas for T-shirts just from your own interests?
You know, there's definitely a lot of that. You know, again, I try to also research trends, and not only in the golf industry, but, you know, pop culture. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think trying to be relevant is something that's very important as well. But yes, of course, you know, the basis of a majority of the designs sort of lie into, you know, my own general interest, but also a combination of what I am seeing out there. And then now, you know, with our team collaboratively seeing out there. But again, it's resonated. So, you know, there's more people that like what I like, I guess, than I previously thought.
Well, that's always a good thing, too. I mean, it certainly would help with T-shirt sales. It helps with, you know, making connection with people on social. And speaking of social, I mean, it's amazing how much social media has grown over the last, you know, 4 years. I'd imagine that Swing Juice relies heavily on social media, sharing as well as just spreading the word the old-fashioned way.
Oh, no question about it. You know, I attribute a majority of our growth through our, you know, through our followers and subsequent growth on social media. You know, the main driver for us has been Instagram. You know, we connect, obviously, you and I connected on Instagram and Twitter.
Right.
You know, for us, I feel like that's the biggest driver. So when I first started putting the T-shirts, you know, sort of out in the marketplace on Instagram, I think at the time we had something like 1,400 followers. So you know, it's about six years ago. So, you know, right now we're close to 50,000 followers. Now, you know, we're not Justin Bieber, we're not, you know, the Kardashian, but that's a pretty good, you know, target market growth that we've had, and it's all been organic as well, which is, you know, which has been great. So, you know, not only that, but it's also great to connect with, you know, new potential, you know, golfers and, you know, people that really, you know, can help spread the word for us and have those conversations. So it's been, you know, again, we've always, I think the epicenter of what we've done has been, you know, through social media, and I think that will continue forward.
What I really appreciate about Swing Juice is the affordability of the styles and the products that you offer. Was that always a conscious choice to, you know, not necessarily outprice the core demographic that would be, you know, interested in your products, or is that something that you hope to continue moving on at around that price point?
Absolutely, that was 100% part of the formula that I was thinking. You know, because again, I was sort of basing it off of, you know, what are my likes and what are my tastes, and in my opinion, you know, again, there's a couple of different routes you can go. You can go, you know, the ultra luxury sort of price yourself to a point where you're only appealing to a certain, you know, to a certain demographic. And then there's the other route where you can kind of price it down to a point where you just want to move product. But then there's the middle. And I think I always feel like everything settles in the middle. So I, you know, what I wanted to do was offer something that was A, high quality, you know, B, that was fun in terms of what the graphics relayed and how they were perceived, and then C, have a comfortable price point where somebody will look at this and say, wow, I really like that T-shirt. I love the quality. But you know what? It's actually a good price point that fits within what, you know, something I would consider spending. on an item like this, or you know, provides a value too. So that definitely was part of the formula. And again, I think I've seen, and our team have seen over the years, that you know, the strategy is working, and it's something that will just be a continued part of the formula, you know, as we move along here.
So you had mentioned early on that when things first started, at least with SwingJuice.com, the apparel company, it was just yourself. You've referenced your team a couple times now. How much have you grown as a team, and as far as the reach that you now have outside of online?
Yeah. So I mean, you know, when I first started, I could count the number of people involved on one hand, mainly one finger. and now I'm using two hands. So you know, it's been tremendous. And again, I think a lot of this has to do with the response out, you know, in the golfing world and the golfing public. And you know, I just got back from the PGA show. And you know, what's interesting is the first year that I had the beverage out in the, you know, in the marketplace was around 2007, and I actually went to the PGA show and I exhibited, and you know, I didn't really know what to expect. And you know, it just, you know, when I first got there, it was really eye opening because I'd never really delved into the golf industry before. So it was great to see sort of that, you know, that inside look of what the golf industry, especially merchandise. You know, I didn't know I'd actually end up in merchandise, you know, for the most part. But, and, you know, the response was great at the time, and it was really just sort of an introduction. Well, the first time I had been back to the PGA show was last year, and since that time, and this was the first time I had been as an apparel brand. And at that time, it was great. Last year, it was great to reconnect with people I had known over the years, you know, the different connections I'd made throughout the business, and sort of almost like reintroduce myself to say, hey, this is what SwingJuice was. This is what it is now. You know, good to see you again. So when I went back this year, the one thing I was blown away by, I have to be honest with you, is, mm-hmm. you know, people either, so when I would reconnect with people, so either it was people I knew that, you know, came up to me and they were like, oh, John, I love SwingJuice. I think what you're doing is great. I see it everywhere. But then there was also a number of people that, you know, didn't know who I was, didn't really know, you know, what SwingJuice was, but they had seen a lot of the product and a lot of the images. You know, they knew what Golf and Tacos was. They knew what Golf and Hip Hop was. You know, they referenced all these designs because A, I was wearing, you know, a t-shirt every day, but, you know, B, I think, again, it's a testament to, you know, the work, you know, that we've done through social and sort of the growth of the brand. And, you know, really excited me knowing that, okay, people are actually viewing this and seeing it, and it's resonating, and they're listening and they're giving feedback. So, you know, again, it's exciting times, no doubt about it.
And that's got to feel great when people, you know, it's almost like a weird dynamic where people will understand and acknowledge and recognize your products much more readily than you. And I would imagine that's kind of what you want, right? To kind of like fade back a little bit and let your products speak for themselves.
Oh, absolutely. You know, it's funny. A lot of the work I've done over the years, you know, a lot of times you don't really know how it's being perceived out there. Because you're grinding away and you're in it every single day. So to kind of step out of that and look almost from the outside in, you know, really just, it gives you sort of another, you know, energetic, you know, bolt to, just keep pushing. And, you know, hopefully it points, you know, that we're headed down the right path.
So what keeps you up at night right now about SwingJuice.com? I mean, you've got a ton of different designs out there, and listeners, once again, obviously the website is SwingJuice.com, but I'd imagine there's some challenges, some hurdles that you're still looking to overcome.
Of course, you know, there's always something every day that you're attending to, and I think the general, you know, work that myself and our team are doing now is figuring out the scalability of it. So it's, you know, A, I think we have a great product. B, we have a great team. Again, in no particular order, you know, great mm-hmm. product, great team, great support from a customer standpoint, you know, a great support from a, you know, social media follower standpoint. You know, how can we scale this? you know, and that's sort of, you know, the and again, I'm sure every business goes, you know, through this at some point if they're looking to scale it. And that's something that, you know, it's just constantly trying to fine tune the process, create a process in some instances, but, you know, really fine tune a process so we can get to the point where, all right, we have a good group of people that know us. Now we want to get to a larger group of people that know us. And then also too, I think from my personal perspective, it's, you know, how do we, you know, create new products, you know, not only do more of what we are already, you know, pretty good at, but also offering, you know, something new that we can give, you know, not only our, you know, our customers have been with us and followers have been with us for a long time, but also some, you know, some of the new people that are just discovering us as well. So it's, you know, it's, I definitely have a lot of sleepless nights. A lot of times I get up in the middle of the night and a new idea comes in my head and I just, you know, jot it down and then, you know, try to hash it out in the morning. But, you know, it's definitely a 24/7 gig, so to speak.
I could imagine that it is. And speaking of scalability, you know, one of the things that Swing Juice has done in their growth is released more options for the women's side. And so tell us a little bit about where we can find on swingjuice.com, you know, a little bit more on the women's side of the apparel line.
Yeah, it's sort of, it's been a fun project that we've worked on. You know, one of the things that, you know, we've all noticed is, you know, over the last several years, you know, not only from a Swing Juice standpoint, but from a golf standpoint, it's just the growth of you know, the women's game of golf, and more women are getting involved in golf. So on a customer side, you know, we have a lot of women that purchase our product, you know, and again, there's a breakdown. Some are purchasing it for a significant other. A lot of women are purchasing, you know, products from ourselves. You know, a lot of our products have unisex sizing. So, you know, again, our graphics are appealing. And that's like the first thing for me that's, you know, important. You know, let's create something that's, you know, that would be potentially appealing to, you know, our core customer. So, we started thinking, like, you know, why not create just a complete women's line? So it's like, you know, women's cut T-shirts with fun, you know, women's graphics that would appeal to a woman. So we kind of created a new section on our site, and we put a number of great new designs up there, and, you know, put them on some, you know, high quality women's cut tees. And we actually launched it last week at the PGA show, and the response has been tremendous. You know, and again, I think it goes back to, you know, trying to constantly create something that our core customer or our core fan would appreciate. So it's fun to see that, you know, sort of take off at the moment. And again, it's going to be just another part of our formula to create fun new designs that with a female golfer in mind, and hopefully it resonates out there.
What I also find just fascinating about brands like Swing Juice is just the timeliness of new releases. And, you know, you have a lot of fun T-shirt designs. You got a lot of fun mottos, sayings on your T-shirts. But it almost seems like, you know, a week, you're doing it for the week before a big tournament. Like, for example, we're recording this the week of the Waste Management Phoenix Open, and you've already got T-shirts on your website that coincide with kind of that theme. I'd imagine that there's probably a little bit of a pre-planning to get those designs out right ahead of those big tournaments. And do you also take feedback off of social to, you know, quickly turn around a new design, knowing that people are going to just scoop these things up?
Definitely. You know, that's sort of part of, you know, this social media sort of immediate news cycle that we're in is, and it's fun because when things happen, we can, you know, we're small enough where we can, you know, turn a design around pretty quick with it if it's something that's catching fire. You know, a couple of great examples over the, you know, years for us, you know, last year when Tiger won the Masters, you know, right away in my mind, I'm thinking, all right, well, if Tiger goes on, and this was on like Friday, I was thinking, I'm like, if Tiger wins the Masters, you know, that's going to be a really, you know, big moment in the golf world. As we all know, Tiger sort of is the needle, not just moves the needle. He is the needle in the golf world. So I'm thinking, all right, well, something, if we have to do something, if Tiger wins the Masters. So as we're creeping closer, you know, it's a Sunday morning, Sunday midday, Sunday afternoon, and it's starting to look like he's going to do it. I had already been texting with our designer and saying, hey, we gotta come up with something. So we were kind of hashing around a few ideas, and finally it popped in my head. You know, this is sort of a historic moment. You know, Tiger is, you know, a historic figure. So we put together a design that said history, and it had the number 15 for the I and the S to kind of commemorate his 15th major. And, you know, and honestly, the second we put it up there without any promotion, I mean, it took off. I mean, it was almost like a viral moment for us. I mean, we ended up, you know, it ended up being our best seller last year out of all the shirts we sell. You know, we got picked up by a number of golf media. I know you picked up on it. And it was just fantastic. So, you know, it's one of the things that I sort of always try to stay attuned to is, you know, hey, what's going on in the golf world, but also, you know, from a just in general sports pop culture, you know, try to do something that's tasteful and that would resonate. And then at the same time, if we can do some pre-planning on event based, that's the great thing about the golf, you know, the golf world, at least from a professional side, you know, a lot of these events are set in stone, you know, year in advance. So we can plan something around, you know, a different major. You know, for us, the biggest time of the year is before the Masters. You know, we've sort of been, you know, known for our Augusta, we call it the Augusta Collection, where we have a lot of, you know, Masters inspired graphic t-shirts, and, you know, our fans love them. So, you know, we have a new drop actually coming out, this coming Super Bowl big game weekend. So, yeah, check it out. It should be fun.
A lot of good stuff going on. And listeners, the Augusta collection that John is talking about is available on their website. You'll see at the top of the page, swingjuice.com. You'll see that there's a nice little drop down where you can find all the collections. And you've got additional collections. You know, you've got Americana, you've got the Mashup collection, you've got the Swing Juice Classics collection, which I own a couple of those, I'm proud to say. And I love the designs that you have. So what's next for Swing Juice? I mean, obviously you had mentioned scalability, continuing to have more, you know, popular designs, hopefully coming out for the t-shirts and other apparel that you offer. What's next, though? Do you feel that not only in terms of size that you're also going to offer new products?
You know, it's all part of the plan. You know, the number of things that we're working on, you know, a lot of it, some of the things that we're working on that aren't finalized yet have to do with content. You know, we're in the process of creating a new format and platform for us to, you know, revolve around some of our popular designs that, you know, again, I think would be fun for, you know, the end golf consumer, for, you know, to sort of consume more of our brand. But also too, you know, we're in the process of developing some more elevated gear, you know, stuff that, you know, again, you can all along the lines of what we, you know, currently offer, that, you know, you can grab one of these items and you'll be proud to wear it off the course wherever you go. So, you know, again, we definitely have a lot of things in the hopper here. And it's, like I said, busy and fun time.
Well, you make a lot of fun stuff, John. And listeners, one more time, it's swingjuice.com. You can find John and Swing Juice all over social media at Swing Juice. Thanks so much, sir, for coming on to tell us a little bit about the story behind Swing Juice and about what's next for what is one of golf's most popular t-shirt companies.
I really appreciate it. And I wanted to mention one last thing. You know, again, I appreciate the time that, you know, we've spent, and thank you so much for all the support over the years. And, you know, for everybody out there that's listening, I'd like to offer a promo code for you to, you know, check us out and, you know, kind of give us a shot and tell us what you think. You know, if you go to swingjuice.com and you enter promo code SJFRIEND20, that's SJFRIEND20, and you get 20% off your order. And, you know, check that out, and please reach out to us on all of our social handles. You know, we're at Swing Juice on everything. So at Swing Juice on Instagram, on Twitter, and on Facebook. And, you know, again, thank you for your time and appreciate all the support.
Thank you, sir. And listeners, that's very generous of you, John. Thank you for that. Go out to swingjuice.com, find your favorite t-shirt, hoodie, hat, whatever it is. Use promo code SJFRIEND20 for 20% off. Thank you so much, sir. We'll do this again soon.
Looking forward to it. Talk to you soon. Thank you.